Some of the topics we learned about. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf about chatzi shir, whether it is asim na Torah or only asim drabban. The Gemara will then examine the five inuyim that are forbidden on Yom Kippur, and will bring sources from the Torah for these specific inuyim, and will teach that only the inuyim of achila b'shtiyah, eating and drinking, carry a penalty of karas. Some of the key topics and concepts they will learn about include chatzi shir. One is liable for punishment for an issa d'oraisa only if the minimum shir was met. However, chatzi shir, less than the minimum shir, is also forbidden. It is the subject of a machlekes in the Gemara where the chatzi shir asr min atayra, where it is only asr min rabban. Shvuas ha'edus. If a baal din in a court case feels that witnesses are harboring testimony, he may force them to come to Bezin to take an oath that they are not doing so. Such a shvu is called shvuas ha'edus. If it subsequently becomes clear that the witnesses were in fact harboring testimony, they must bring a carbon elbiyarid to atone for their sin. Pigel. Pigel is a carbon that was sacrificed with the intention of eating it or sacrificing it after its designated time. Such a carbon is disqualified, and if one eats from the meat of such a carbon, he is chayav karas. Neiser. Neiser is meat of a carbon that is left over after its allotted time. Such meat must be burned, and if someone eats intentionally from such meat, they are chayav karas.